Proverbs 12, shall we? Let's go there. 12:11. Have you done this one? Lie to me if we have. No? All right.
No.
Read that for me.
Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits lacks sense.
All right. So, idea being that he who obviously works hard is going to have what at the end of the, you know, again, agrarian culture. What do they get to reap at the end of this time?
Man.
Yeah, they get their stuff, right? They get fruit. They get the rewards of their labor, okay? However, he who pursues worthless things lacks sense. I think there's kind of an interesting note maybe in today's culture. It's kind of this get rich quick. Man, that's a lot of words this early in the morning. Idea. And as you think about those and maybe have seen those, they've been around for a long time. And, you know, anywhere you look, there's the idea of, hey, you don't have to work hard, but you can make a ton of money. Those are out there. The reality is there are very few people that, you know, work 30 minutes a week and make $1 million doing it, right? It just does not happen. Most people that are going to make it in the world do it because they work hard. They are diligent. They put their hands to the task, and they are willing to pursue that with vigor. The same proverb is mentioned again in Proverbs 28:19. And then, where was my cross-reference? Sorry, I had to find it. Turn to 24, Proverbs 17:24. This is a interesting correlation to this one.
Which one?
17:24. Let me read that.
Discerning set his face toward wisdom, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth.
Wisdom, mine says, is in the presence of the one who has understanding, but the eyes of the fool are on the ends of the earth. What does that mean? What is the comparison there? Wisdom is in the presence of the one who has understanding, but the eyes of the fool are on the ends of the earth. What's that talking about?
Like they're always looking for the next thing, the next great thing that can, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever met someone like that? They're always talking about what they're going to do one day, but yet they can't pay their bills, right? They can't. You know, when you go take them out to lunch, you're buying. They're trying to figure out how to save up for ramen. They can't live in reality. They can't get a job and work hard and save and, you know, be independent. But boy, they have grandiose dreams that are so big. And that's great and all, right? There's nothing wrong with dreams and saying, man, one day I want to do this. And, you know, those are fantastic things. So long as you don't live in those pie-in-the-sky ideas, as long as you don't live there, right, in this pretend world, that's fine. The Bible continues to exalt the person who works hard, is willing to do the difficult labor day in and day out without immediate reward, right? That's basically what, you know, the illustration that Solomon uses for farming, right? That's the idea of, man, you have to sow, and you have to prepare your ground, and you have to do all these things, and there's no immediate return on your investment. But if you don't do them, you don't end up with a crop, right? That is an exalted idea. As you guys think through one of the qualities that are exalted of women in Proverbs 31, which what comes to mind, speaking of this proverb?
Before the sun and goes to bed.
Doing what?
Working.
Working, right? Hard work is a beautiful thing, okay, for men and for women. But part of that is a piece of the equation, okay? So as you guys think about dreams and think about doing great things in the future, don't give those up. Those are fantastic. But make sure you're able to live in reality and do the things necessary to get there, okay? There's nothing more frustrating than watching people bounce from thing to thing to thing to thing because they can't commit and they can't stay in and they won't do the difficult stuff. Okay, we've all been around people like that work is beneath them or whatever it may be. Okay, whatever God has called you to, do it and do it with excellence and move forward in your aspirations and your desires, and those are ultimately great things to achieve. But make sure that you can't that you balance that with a bit of the here and now. Okay, and again, wisdom is at the hand presently in front of those who are wise. The fool is the one that they just can't quite grasp it. All right, so cool thoughts, pushback, ideas, ramblings. All right, back to Numbers. Let me pray, and then we will about to dive back into the text. God, thanks for today, for a new morning, to enjoy you and just to be in your presence. Father, as we study your text and see what a hard part of the Israelites' journey out of Egypt and the way you have disciplined them, and as we see kind of them boil over and all the junk that's on the inside come out, I pray that you continue to teach us lessons, be with our hearts as we are here, and help us again, Father, just to draw closer to you in these moments. We love you. In Christ's name, amen. Mm-hmm.